Thank you, everyone. Thank you for having me today. It's a great opportunity, great honor to be with you all today, tech leads and open source enthusiasts. So thank you. My name is Frederick Nass. I'm a CEF ambassador for France, and I've been working on CEF since 2014 at French University, University of Lorraine. And I joined CLISO last year, recently. And so my talk today will be on CEF S3, S3 storage with dynamic placement and optimized retention. So we'll go through over the different points here. So we'll start with storage classes and get to know how we can use Lua scripting at the Rails gateway for dynamic placement, and also lifecycle policies for optimized retention. And then we'll get to see the configuration to set this all up, and then we'll go through some demo. So storage class, there can be multiple storage class in a CEF cluster linked to varied data placement schemes, replication, erasure coding, and we can also use some compression if we want with some different storage classes. And also, I mentioned here Intel QAT because that's how you can offload the process of the compression, for example, when you don't want your Rados gateways being too much overloaded with compute compressions. So this enables S3 clients to place objects based on criteria like performance, access frequency, durability, and cost. You can so have multiple storage classes with multiple data placement scheme, and you won't have the same latency depending on whether this is erasure coding or replication. So, and regarding cost, then you could use less storage if you get to those objects being recorded on erasure coding pools rather than replication, for example. So S3 clients select the storage upon writing an object, but they often choose incorrectly or sometimes do not specify any storage class at all. So the idea is, what if we chose for them? When the client does not specify it or incongruously forces it, we could then automatically assign a storage class to an object based on the object type, for example, his name, the object size, the tenant, or even the user, the bucket, to where the object is going to, and the upload method. So by doing this, storage efficiency and excess performance would be ensured right from the moment the data is written. That's the idea with Lua, Lua scripting. So S3 gateways can execute Lua scripts on the fly. So when requests arrive, the put request arrives, based on the context, pre-request, post-request, background, get data, put data. Those different contexts, you can have examples and explanations on this page down below here, Lua scripting in the documentation. So the Lua scripts can read and modify object metadata on the fly, and therefore we can dynamically set or modify an object storage class upon writing according to certain criteria. Where Lua scripting can help, this is an example of for example, solutions expecting uniform performance regardless of the size and the number of objects that they write to S3 buckets, to a single bucket. A typical example of that is Veeam Backup and Recovery, which stores data objects but also metadata objects, backups, catalogs, index, logs, pointers. And in the same bucket, but they are all from very different size. Very, very small objects and also big objects, the actual content of the backups. So the challenge is, how do we get that to be performance, is keep the performance, even though the bucket gets to millions of objects. So the idea here is to differentiate those objects and automatically direct small objects to replicated pool and replicated pools and bigger ones to EC pools. So since VBR version 12, for example, Veeam Backup and Recovery now groups a small metadata into single S3 objects to address this kind of design flow. But there are other applications that could benefit from this kind of scenario, LOS scripts. So LOS scripts could provide an additional protection layer also beyond bucket ACLs to block requests based on specific criteria, for example, user, tenant. For example, this could enforce read-only or write-only bucket access on publicly exposed S3 gateways as opposite to internal gateways that you could use for to write or to read. So Emin, my colleagues here, and also Marcel have been working on this PR to eventually add this ability for Lua scripts to block requests. And there are other use cases that you can find on in the upstream doc and also some code samples to trace requests for a specific bucket, apply default metadata when not specified by the client, log operations only when errors occur, or capture operation traces for analytics, for instance. What about Lua performance and reliability? Of course, for every request, now we add a script that needs to be run. So that might have some consequences, of course. So what about CPU and RAM consumption? So initial tests that we made at Klaiso showed that Lua does not add much latency, like some sort of like tens of microseconds. Also in Squid, there's execution of a script in a context can use up to 1 and 20K of RAM, but this is configurable. And what if